Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Do you know that your menstrual cycle is actually a superpower? As women, we all know about hormones, right? But we often see them as more of a curse than we do a blessing, because we're not taught as young women to understand what's going on in our bodies, to understand what our hormones are doing across the month. But when we accept that we are women and not men, that we work very differently to men, our bodies work differently to the male body, when we understand our cycles, our hormones, and how to harness the power of our cycles across the month, it can be such a game changer for how we plan and run our business and launches. Now, if you don't have a menstrual cycle for whatever reason, still tune into the rest of the episode. You can apply the phases of the moon as a good starting point for understanding what's going on in your body. So the menstrual phase would be your new moon phase. The full moon would be your ovulation phase. So let's talk about the four phases of our cycles. Now, we're going to start with the luteal phase. This is your autumn phase, or your waning moon phase. It's a time where your energy is dropping off after ovulation because your estrogen has dropped off, and your progesterone is rising. And progesterone is very much your chill hormone. It's very calming, very grounding, very relaxing. As you move out of that high energy phase of ovulation, you'll start to feel the call to pull back. You're transitioning away from that more masculine doing energy into the more feminine being energy part of your cycle. This phase is a really great time for creativity, for inspiration, for out-of-the-box thinking, problem solving. And when you create space, rather than pushing through and keep trying to be productive as you were in the previous parts of your cycle, and you start to hear the inspiration and the downloads from the universe, you'll find it is a great time for coming up with ideas for what you want to do in your business and your launches. So make sure during this phase that you're creating some time to think, to rest, to allow those downloads and that inspiration to flow. You don't have to do anything with it yet, but maybe you want to keep a journal or somewhere that you can keep track of all of these ideas so that when you move back into the higher energy phases of your cycle, you can start to do something with them. Next, we're going to look at the menstrual phase. This is, of course, when you have your period, or if you're not menstruating, this is the new moon phase of your cycle. It's very much our inner winter. It is a time where we want to withdraw, to pull back, to just create some space to be in that inner world. It's a really great time to look at the bigger picture vision, your why. Why is it that you want to do the things that you want to do in your business? And to check that the actions that you're taking, the things that you're planning to do, the things that you're creating in your business are in alignment with that big picture why. Because if you're out of alignment, it's going to make launching and creating those things in your business feel a lot harder. So allow your body to rest in this phase. Give yourself the space. Withdraw from the outside world if you're called to do so. And really take the time to reflect and check, what is that big why? And are you still in alignment with it in the action that you are taking? We then move into the follicular phase, which is your inner spring or the waxing moon phase. Now, in follicular, we've come out of the menstrual phase. Our energy is starting to rise because our estrogen is rising. You're moving more into that doing or that masculine energy part of your cycle again. Now, this is a really good phase for structured thinking, for problem solving, for planning, for strategy, for getting really clear on after you've come through the luteal and menstrual phases of understanding the ideas and checking it's in alignment. This is a really great phase for working out how you're going to move forward with it. What are you going to do to make that a reality? It's also a really good time to play with things in your business like the tech, anything that requires that structured problem solving and thinking part of your brain. And we then move into the ovulation phase. So this is your summer phase or your full moon phase. In this phase, both your estrogen and your testosterone will peak before they then drop off as you head back into luteal. And because both estrogen and testosterone are high in this phase, this is when you're typically going to be the most confident, have the most energy, feel the most extroverted, have the best verbal skills. This is very much the do phase of your cycle. It's when you're going to be the most productive and get so much done. But the key here is making sure that you have a plan. This phase is generally only about 3 or 4 days for most women. So when you know that it's coming, you can create a plan so that in that time you can really harness that energy and get all of those things done. It's not to say that you can't do things in the other phase of your cycle. Absolutely you can. But this is going to be the best time to do things like recording podcasts or recording videos, to run webinars or a challenge, to do live streams, to do all of that high energy, really extroverted activities in your business and your launches. So that is a very quick and high level overview of the four phases and what's going on with our body. And I know that for a lot of us, we may not have heard this before and it may feel a little strange. You may be thinking, much like I was when I first started to understand this, oh my gosh, Laura's crazy. What the heck is she talking about? But I want you to know that when you start to understand what's going on and when you can embrace your body and the different phases and use them as they're meant to be used, your business and your launches will feel easier and flowier. Yes, I'm not sure if that's an actual word, but we're going to go with it. You can let go of the pushing and the forcing when things aren't working. You know that they'll get easier when you circle back round and you reach the optimal time in your cycle. Now, I touched on this briefly in episode 1 of my story of finding my flow, but I want to share some of that story in a little more detail. Now, as I mentioned in episode 1, when I first came across Stasha, I totally thought she was mad. I did not think that there was anything to this. I thought it was completely crazy. But as I heard more and I became more intrigued, I started to pay attention to what was going on in my body. I started to think that maybe, just maybe, she was onto something. So I started to track my cycle. And if you're new to this, this is the best place that you can start, is tracking your cycle and paying attention to what's going on in your body across the month. Now, there are lots of free apps out there that you can use, or you can use good old pen and paper and do it in your journal if you like. But you want to start by tracking the day of your cycle. If you don't have a cycle, then tracking where you are in the moon phase. Even if you do still menstruate, tracking where you are in the moon cycle can be really insightful to see how the moon energy also impacts on you. So the day of your cycle, where the moon cycle's at, and then you can start tracking things like your energy, your motivation, your creativity, your verbal skills, how focused you feel. Just really start to pay attention for what's feeling really easy for you in your business at that point in time and what's feeling really hard. And over a few cycles, you will start to see the patterns. You'll start to understand what is going on for you. That information is so powerful because that means then you can start to, as you do your forward planning for the months and the quarters, you can start to plan the right activities in the right phases of your cycle. So if you are new to this, tracking, that's the best place to start. Now, when I first started doing this, as I said, I started tracking and I was loosely applying the principles, but I wasn't fully jumping in boots and all and totally embodying living, you know, in alignment with my cycle. But as I started to read more, I started to learn more, I started to apply more, like with anything, you start the ball rolling. You start with one little thing and over time it grows, and then you add another thing and you add another thing. And it's something that will grow and evolve over time. And again, as I mentioned in episode one, when I started to understand all of this, I could really understand and see the patterns that I had previously been working in, the constant pushing, the forcing, trying to go, 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 push, push, push consistently across the month, even when it felt hard. And I started to see why I'd ended up with such severe adrenal fatigue, because I had been living out of alignment with my cycle. I'd been trying to do all of the things all of the time, and I just got frustrated when things weren't working or things felt hard. And I started to blame myself. I started to think that there was something wrong with me. Why was one week I was on top of the world and feeling so motivated, and then the next week feeling like absolute crap and I had no motivation to do anything? It's because I was pushing and because I was forcing. And it's just because of the phase of the cycle I was in. Now I know when I feel like that. Well, usually I know it's coming. But if I do have days like that, I give myself permission to rest, to take it easy, to have time off, because I know that the energy will come back again. And I know that it's just my body telling me that we are not a man and we cannot continue to push and force across the month. Now, earlier in 2020, I ended up signing up with the Period Coaching School, which is Stasha Washburn's training program to become a period coach. And the reason that I did so is because I'm a complete nerd and I totally embody the mentor teacher archetype. So I'm always learning. I love to read. I love to learn new things. And I also love to share and teach that knowledge and that wisdom with my community and with my clients. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. That was a very brief dive into our cycles, the four phases of our cycles, and what's going on in our bodies. If this is something that you would like to learn more about, please make sure that you hit follow in your podcast app so that you automatically download the next episodes when they go live. This topic is going to be one of the central themes of the podcast moving forward. So if you're ready to learn more, then you are absolutely in the right place. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you got value from this episode, I would be overjoyed if you shared it with your friends. The more we have open conversations about our bodies and our cycles, the more we can own and embrace our natural feminine superpowers. See you next episode.